financially. And I gave you examples of financial abuse, like a man who doesn't let his wife open a bank account. That way, all her money must pass through him. Or a man who has the final say over his wife's career. He decides what job she should have or if she should work at all. And there are other types of financial abuse, but we only talked about these two last week. And I got a lot of calls from you, and we agreed that we're going to address the comments from last week today. So for the rest of the hour, that's what we're going to do. I want us to have a conversation about some of the points you made last week. Now, there are some wives who have never been beaten by their husbands, who have never had a bad word said to them from their husbands, and yet they are dealing with financial abuse by these husbands. Yes, I know that some wives also financially abuse their husbands, but today we're talking about the financial abuse that some women face at the hands of some men, in the hands of some men. Now, I got a call from Ndubisi in Ajegunle last week. Ndubisi said that the women who suffer from financial abuse are those who decided to marry a rich man without having a plan to earn money for themselves. He feels that by default, rich men oppress their wives if those wives are not showing an interest in earning money. Olatunde Olayinka agreed. He said financial abuse can only happen if the woman is not making contributions to the home. But is this really true? All of last month, I was telling you about financial sabotage. I told you about husbands who were actively destroying their wives' businesses or stopping them from doing their jobs. I told you about the husband who beat up his wife whenever she had an event that she had to MC. You hear about women whose husbands tell them to quit their jobs. So these are not women who are looking for rich husbands or women who did not want to work or contribute money to the home. In fact, their husbands were abusing them financially because they were contributing to the home. That's my take. But I want to hear yours, Lagos. Do you agree with Ken Ndubisi and Olatunde Olayinka who say to me that the reason some women suffer financial abuse in the hands of their husbands is because they marry rich and they have no plans to earn money for themselves, or it can only happen if a woman is not making contributions to the home? Do you agree with them or do you agree with me? Do you agree that the women who get financially abused are those who don't want to earn money for the home, or those who are just targeting rich husbands so that they can relax? Or do you agree with me that there are a lot of women who are working hard outside the home, who are building careers, but they are also getting financially abused? Women, call us on 01465-7190. 01465-7190. Men, call us on 0700-993-993-993. 0700-993-993-993. Hello, thanks for calling us.
Yeah, hello, Sandra. Good evening.
Good evening. What's your name, ma'am?
My name is Chinenwa.
Welcome, Chinenwa.
I'm like, the person that is abusing me now is not my husband, though.
Okay.
Is your colleague in the office.
Okay.
Joyce Onyemowa.
Okay.
We are not in the same. If you not agree with what he said, she will not. Joyce is not picking my call, and I notice it.
Okay.
Let me address that.
Okay. Thank you for calling. It's not what we're talking about, but I find that very interesting. I would like to hear more. 99.3. Hello.
Hello. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon. What's your name, ma'am?
Good evening.
Good evening. Hi. What's your name?
Can I stay anonymous?
Sure. Of course. Please go ahead.
Okay, I read your messages from the two other guys. That is, women that are financially abused are women that choose to marry rich. And I disagree with that totally.
Okay.
I married rich and I have never been financially abused.
Okay.
So, I do not think that is true. It is not true, not even thinking. There are women who are willing to work and go out, hustle. In fact, they have it in them, but their men would not allow them to do it. So, I don't know why some people will say it is because they decided to marry rich. In fact, most of those men that financially abuse their wives are broke men.
A broke man. Okay.
Yes.
Okay. Okay.
Thank you.
Anonymous, thank you for calling. We've got Chris on the line. Hi, Chris.
Yes, you are one way.
Good to have you on the show.
Happy New Year.
Happy New Year.
Yeah, my dear. I agree with you partially, just like you said during the introduction. I have a family friend. I mean, she happens to be in that, suffering this particular abuse currently.
Okay.
You know, because, I mean, she has given birth. From what she told me, she has given birth. And now she wants to work. Okay. And the man doesn't want her to work.
Okay.
And it's not that she's not, she even when she tried to kind of do some business behind the man, when the man got to notice, I mean, the man started shouting and all that, trying to sanction her, you know. So, sincerely speaking, I mean, it happens. It's not really about a woman marrying a rich man. People, abusers can be poor. Abusers can be rich. Oh, I agree with you.
Okay. Thank you for calling. You know, I got a call from Ebere from Satellite Town last week, and Ebere said it's women's fault. She said women let it happen, especially professionally trained women like lawyers or accountants or doctors. She told me last week that there's no excuse for a professional woman to accept an order from her husband that she should stop practicing. And a lot of people called in and they agreed with Ebere last week. Many people say, how can you let a man force you to leave your job after all your education, after all your exposure? And Lagos, it's a fair point. It's a fair point. Part of education and exposure is to empower you to avoid exploitation. Don't be so. But here's the thing. The education we get in the classroom isn't the only education that we get. We also get educated in our parents' home. We get educated in the church, in the mosque, in the shrine. We also get educated by our friends, our peers. And what lessons are they teaching us? Are those lessons the same ones as the ones we get in the classrooms? All these places, are they teaching women to stand their ground and protect themselves and protect their careers from financial abuse? Or are they teaching women to submit to their husbands no matter what? Are they teaching women to value their careers, pick their careers over an unsupportive husband? Or are they teaching women that their marriage should be the most important thing? Are they teaching women that if your husband is unreasonable, you need to sacrifice your career for that marriage? And here's a hint. Yes, they are. Let me put it another way. How many families will support their daughter or their sister if she leaves her husband's house because he wants her to stop practicing her profession or to close her business? How many? Oh-ho. Do you agree or disagree with Ebere? Are professional women who leave their jobs because of their husbands to blame? Or are they victims of a society that pressures women to put their careers on the back seat if that's what their husbands want? 01465-7190, 0700-993-993-993. Hello, thank you for calling us.
Hello, good evening.
Good evening, what's your name?
It's Joy calling.
Joy, welcome.
I agree with you totally.
Okay.
If you see where poor man, they abuse his wife financially, you'll be surprised. He's not only a rich man, he's both. And again, a woman that leaves whatsoever career he has to stay in a marriage without doing anything, she have already bring herself down.
Okay.
And abuse herself because there is a reason she practices all those things.
Okay.
Then because of marriage, you don't want to do it again. Eh? She's the one that abused herself now. So the husband will now begin to take those opportunities. Okay. Thank you.
All right, Joy. Thank you for calling 99.3. Hello.
Hello.
Thanks for calling. What's your name?
Yeah, I'm Joseph. I'm calling from Ikorodu.
Joseph, you're calling our number for women. That's not for you. 99.3. Hello.
Madam Sandra.
Good to have you on the show, sir.
Lucky Lola calling back from Abu.
Lucky, do you agree with Ebere?
Somehow, But I know a man that doesn't want his wife to work.
Okay.
He's beginning today because he's now on a wheelchair. You know, if he was involved in a terrible accident, it could even be worse. So the advice to men is that they should just, you know, allow their wife to work. They should save their children from financial crisis and stop being greedy.
Okay. Thank you for calling, Lucky. 99.3. Hello.
Hello. Good afternoon, Sandra.
Good afternoon. What's your name, sir? What's your name, ma'am?
I'm Madam Shakara, calling from Egbeda.
Welcome, Madam Shakara.
I actually support Ebere.
Okay.
Because it doesn't make sense for you to spend a whole year in the university, acquire a degree, and practice maybe for many years, only for you to get married, and somebody will say you should sit down and not work or not continue your practices. To me, it doesn't make sense. This is my advice.
Okay.
The way we train our female child, we should train our female children to stand up and defend their... The fact that I'm supposed to be submissive doesn't mean I should do that stupidly. I have an only daughter, training her to stand up for our rights. Nobody can coerce you to stop working in the name of marriage. That's my contribution. Have a wonderful day.
Have a wonderful day. She agrees with her bearer. However, she didn't address the part where it's not just school where you're getting degree that you're also getting lessons. Like I said, church is teaching you. Your friends are teaching you. Your parents are teaching you. However, she ended that her phone call by saying, we should raise our girls to stand up for themselves. How are we raising our boys? I think we're over-raising our girls. We're over-raising girls. We're always focusing on girls. But these girls will go out and marry men that nobody's raising. Are we raising boys to not financially abuse their wives? Are we raising boys to be okay with their wives having money, having more money than they do? Are we raising boys to be supportive of their wives if their wives want to have careers? Are we raising boys to take care of the children that they make with their wives and see it as their responsibility the same way that we raise girls to see child rearing and raising as their responsibility? Are we raising boys to see themselves as equal with girls? Or are we still raising boys that, why should a girl take first and you take second? Why should you be vice to a girl? Because that's where all of these things start. I think we overraise girls. Or do you think we're not raising girls enough and maybe we need to start teaching girls to stand up for themselves? I don't know. You tell me. We're having a conversation. 0700-993-993-993. Good afternoon.
Yeah, good afternoon, Sandra.
How you doing? What's your name, sir?
My name is Mazude.
Mazude, welcome.
Thank you. Sandra, I see all this problem is that women cause all this problem for themselves.
Okay.
Because there is no reason why you should do something that you know later on you suffer for it.
Okay.
What I mean now is that you see churches, mosques, they help men to subject women to all this kind of problem.
Okay.
They teach them nothing but submission, which is too wrong for the life.
Do you have a sister? Do you have a sister?
I do.
Is your sister married?
Sure.
If she comes home now and says, I don't want to marry again because my husband says I should not do my business again or do my job again.
Come on, I welcome her. I would tell her, just be yourself. Me, I don't even advise anybody to marry.
Ah.
If you want to get a child, you can get a child.
Okay.
But stay on your own so that you can decide on your own.
Okay.
Decide what you want.
Okay.
Decide what to do to make your life better.
Okay.
Because nobody will decide better than what you think for yourself.
Hmm.
You will do anything, everything for yourself. If you want somebody to take decision about your own self, it will give you wrong
decisions. Should love your wife, and I should submit. If a husband truly loves his wife, he should not sub. He should better make decisions that will make her happy.
Okay.
You understand? If you love somebody, you want to do things to make that person happy and even make the person more profitable to himself and to everyone else.
Okay.
You understand? So, but at the end of the day, I want to say this problem can be solved. Before you get married, why don't you, when you're in a fiancé state, you guys discuss about this. I think many people don't do this. So when they come in, then all these problems start. The husband wants to control
But people lie now.
You guys have discussed about
people
this.
People lie.
Before marriage.
People lie.
Sorry?
People lie.
People lie. No, but if there's an agreement, if you have spoken about it, then you tell the person, well, we discussed about it before I got married.
Now we are married. I've changed my mind. What then?
Oh, wow. Well, that's not a discussion. All right. So that's when I'll just drop that.
Thank you very much for calling. Oladapo William says, financial abuse matter in Nigeria. Una funny. Now, America, una day, abi una want to just talk and talk. Ah. Oladapo, do you live under a rock? Huh? See, Oladapo, my guy, you they live inside rock. You don't know what's going to happen for your country. You know what's going to happen for your society. Shine your eye, my guy. Hey, but I mean that gives me a bit of hope. It tells me that you're not the kind of guy who will financially abuse your spouse. You know, if it sounds shocking to you, then perhaps you're not the kind of guy that would do it. Or maybe it's not shock. Maybe it's you know, how can we be talking about that? It's not a problem. You're allowed to do it here. I don't know. He just made that comment, and I'm responding to that comment. 99.3. Hello.
Hello.
Thanks for calling. What's your name?
Lucy is calling on the line.
Welcome. Go ahead.
I've been listening to your call. This your talk, and this is my first time calling.
I'm glad. Welcome.
Yeah. Concerning the program you're talking this thing you're talking about, I think most times it's childbirth that makes women leave their profession. Not really that they just want to leave it, or maybe their husband forced them. No.
Okay.
At times when you have the child, nobody to take care of the child. Like in my own case.
But we're not talking about, you know, the women that childbirth made them decide. They decided by themselves to do it. We're talking about the women that their husbands forced them to do it.
Really? Some women are like that, but my case was not like that.
Mm.
Mine is that when I have my children, nobody to take care of them, so I have to sell some to take care of them.
Mm.
But later, I took up a job.
Okay. All right. Thank you very much for calling. However, if perhaps your husband was helping to take care of the children, if two of you were taking care of the children equally, maybe you wouldn't have had to end your job. But that's a conversation for a different day. In fact, it's been a conversation that we've had several times on this show. 99.3, hello.
Good afternoon, Sandra.
Good afternoon. What's your name, ma'am?
This is Adeshewa.
Welcome, Adeshewa.
You never know my voice.
Sorry.
You got a very unique voice.
Sorry.
See, in my profession, I've seen, I've heard. See, this thing is not a matter of, it's not a matter of one section should correct this. It's everybody that should correct. You know, I was in a class one day. I just threw the question open. I'm teaching in a mixed school and a secondary school. So I not threw the question. I said, how will you see if a woman becomes the president of Nigeria? Do you know what one boy told me? He said, I'll manage my own wife will be the president. What will I be called? First man, Abby. Is there anything like first man? Is it not first lady?
It's first we're just gentleman.
We're just looking at this boy. Look at that notion. He's having a GSS3 boy.
Hmm.
Look at that. See, this is the same thing that happened to me that I stood in a violent marriage for 19 good years because they were telling me, the head of the house is the man. You stay me. You beg me. You do. When I got hold of myself, I was like, this one, I die.
Mm.
I had to leave. So it's not a matter of church or individual parent. In fact, I grew up thinking that everything a man says is the final. When I first newly got married, my husband didn't allow me to work home. I started doing chin-chin for puff in the house. And when he came home, he was seeing some people coming to buy from me. I told him, I said, I will turn your house into a company. And he had to allow me to start working.
Hmm.
So we need to liberate ourselves. As you liberate yourself in a respectful way, not that you now destabilize your house again. Women are on top now. This in a way that you will know that, yes, you are serious about this, not in a violent way.
Right.
That's my own take anyway.
Adeshewa, thank you for calling to share your take. We'll take a break. When we come back from this break, let's talk about a few other calls that I received last week as well. I got an interesting call from Theophilus in Ajegunle, for instance. I got another call from Simply Goodness from Uniport. I'm Sandra Ezekwesili. Don't go away.
It's 2 minutes alphabets and African names with Auntie Norma.
It is. It's a glass ceiling. Glass ceiling. Hard facts.
And like I told you before the break, we started this conversation last week. We got lots of calls. I told you what financial abuse looks like. And I told you that after the break, I will bring back this phone call from Theophilus. Theophilus from Ajegunle, he called us last week. And he said financial abuse happens because some women who make money refuse to contribute to the house. And so husbands react to this behavior by controlling how their wives are making money. Now, let me just say that, yes, there are some women who are working who refuse to contribute their money to the house. I've talked about it before, and I've said it's very, very wrong. It's unfair to the husband. I think if both spouses are working, both spouses should be contributing to the family. But should the response be financial abuse? Should the response be financial sabotage? Let me put it another way. You also have households where the husband doesn't bring his money home, or he doesn't bring all his money home. In those situations, is it okay for the wife to scatter his business or to get him fired from his office? Of course not. So why is it okay for a husband to do it to his wife? Abuse is never the correct response to your spouse doing something wrong. Whether it's financial abuse or emotional abuse or physical abuse, there are other ways to handle it. Because think about all the things that we tell wives to do when their husband is doing bad. We tell them, oh, talk to your husband. If you know work, we tell them to talk to their pastor. We tell them to talk to his family people. Why can't the husband do the same thing? Why can't he go to their pastor and say, Papa, please, talk to Nkiru. She's refusing to contribute her salary to the house. She's doing, my money is my money. Your money is our money. And I'm dying. My BP is rising. My hair is gray. Then let the pastor call both of them to settle the matter. But once is the wife doing wrong, we excuse abuse. Why? Are there better ways to handle a wife who is wrongly refusing to contribute her money to the home? Are there no other alternatives to financial abuse? 01465-7190. That's for women. Men, call us on 0700-993-993-993. 01465-7190 for women. Men, call us on 0700-993-993-993. Hello.
Hello, good evening.
Good evening. What's your name, ma'am?
Can I remain anonymous?
Yes, please. Go ahead.
Okay. So men actually don't even know that they are abusing the woman or the women.
Yeah.
Some men don't know. Let me use myself as an example.
Okay.
When I first got married, I was working.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, my husband just feels, okay, you are working, so there's no need for me to give you any money. It's not because he doesn't have money. It's because he just didn't know that it was the right thing to do.
Mm.
Even out of keep, he would tell me, use your salary to do out of keep now. What's your salary supposed to be for?
Mm.
And then I had to sit in there and like, guy, you are supposed to give me out of keep. If you don't know it today. I had to call his sister and like, you have to talk to your brother. This is the right thing to do.
Mm.
If he doesn't know. Until they told him that, that's what you're using. Mom, now that's what you're supposed to do.
Mm.
That was when he realized that, oh, okay, sorry, I didn't know.
Mm.
And then he now started dropping out of kids. And then I had to tell him that, see, okay, I stopped working and I started our family business.
Mm-hmm.
And I told him the salary that business is paying me is small.
Mm.
So you need to be giving me money, like give me money that is for me.
Mm.
Then he said, why now? Like he just doesn't know that these are the things to do. So I have to tell him again, guy, this is the right thing to do.
Mm.
Okay. The good thing is he's ready to learn.
Okay.
But for the men who are not even willing to learn, who they are just mean. That's what I see it as. They are just mean.
Mm.
I think it's unfair on women.
Okay.
And sometimes men say, they are the only ones doing everything, probably because their parents, they pay school fees.
Mm-hmm.
What about the clothes your children wear? Who buys them? Is it that clothes just fall from heaven and then it lands on your children?
Mm.
Your children just look good and they just go out, and you are proud that you have children who are looking great.
Mm.
Who is responsible for buying those clothes? The shoes they wear, who is responsible? The extra meal that you eat that is nice in the house, and the woman buys in the house and feeds everybody. All these things are part of her money that she's spending in the house. But because it's not house, because it's not house rent, because it's not school fees, people see it as, oh, okay, she's not contributing anything to the household income now. So that's where a lot of people get it all wrong. Because it's not house rent, because it's not school fees, then the woman is not contributing. The clothes your children are wearing, the food they eat sometimes outside the house of keep that you drop, the special meal people eat in the house sometimes outside the house of keep that is dropped for monthly upkeep. The woman is responsible for some of these things. It is part of running the house.
Okay. Anonymous, thanks for calling 99.3. Hello.
Hello.
Good to have you on the show, sir. What's your name?
My name is Femi.
Femi, welcome.
And let me just put it forward.
Okay.
I have been married for more than 30 years.
Okay.
Now, some of the things that we're talking about, I think we are making a lot of generalizations.
Okay.
Unless we have statistics to back it up.
Okay.
So
like what?
I just want to assume that, okay, we are just talking about the things that we know. We are not really using statistics.
Like what?
For example, I have a friend about the same age with me.
Okay.
I mean, they've been married for more than 25 years.
Okay.
The wife is highly paid. She's the director of a bank.
Okay.
And the husband does not know how much she earns.
Okay.
The man carries the old stuff. I mean, when I say the old stuff, the woman. So my question is, when somebody says, this man does not know, this is what he should do, who determines what he should do? What anybody should do should be determined by the couple. The two of them should agree. This is what we want to do, not what he should do. Who says this is what he should do or what she should do? You know, we are doing it for our family. If the children are yours, the home is yours. We are married together. So I think we need to reset this conversation so that it will be balanced. That's just what I want to chip in.
All right, Femi, thank you very much for calling to chip it. However, both you and the final caller, and the caller before you, the anonymous caller before you, took the conversation to a much broader scope than the conversation we're having. We're having a conversation specifically about financial abuse, not about you're making money, you don't know that you should be giving money to your spouse for her own like personal, you know, la-la, or you should be giving money to your husband for his own personal la-la. I think that if you are making money as husband and wife, personally, I believe, if you're making money as husband and wife, you should both know how much you're making. But that's a different conversation entirely for a different day entirely. Today, we are talking specifically about when a woman is working and her husband stops her from working because she's making money from that work, and perhaps she's not using the money in the way that the husband is dictating that she must use the money. That's what financial abuse is. That's what it looks like. If he's stopping her from making her own money, or he's dictating to her how she must spend the money she makes, he's an abuser. If the man is the sole breadwinner, he's the only one making money in the family, and he refuses to give the money that he makes to the woman for necessities like food, healthcare, clothing. I'm not even talking about savings, like the anonymous lady called in and said. Necessities now. He's the sole breadwinner. So she works from home, but he works outside the home. A woman who works from home is a woman who's taking care of the children, taking care of the house to enable the man go out and work, right? If she's doing that and the man is working outside the home and the money he brings, he's not giving to her for necessary stuff like food and healthcare and other amenities, he's financially abusing her. If he gives her money for these things, but only when she's obedient, only if he can establish that he can control her, he's an abuser. He's abusing her financially. These are some examples of financial abuse. There are men who don't allow their wives open a bank account. That way, any money that comes into her life must pass through the guy. There are men who have final say over their wives' careers. I'm glad that Femi's friend's wife is a director in a bank, but there are men who will not let her become a director in a bank by stopping her from getting the first promotion and then the second one and then the third one until she gets all the way to director. There are men who will stop her from doing it. That's financial abuse. So that's what we're talking about. Femi and our anonymous caller, however, have called and broadened the scope of the conversation. But I want to bring it back to that very tiny scope. And I'll give you an example from Simply Goodness from Uniport. Simply Goodness from Uniport called us last week and said that financial abuse happens because some women divert the house money and they use it for personal stuff. Now, there's two levels to this. There's a level where the woman is diverting the house money to buy luxuries for herself. Then there's also the level where the woman doesn't have money for necessities. I know women who cannot even afford deodorant. They work in the home while the husband works outside. When he brings money, he only gives her money for the house. No money for basic things that she needs personally. Mind you, this is the woman who is keeping the house running, taking care of the children. Without her doing that, the man cannot go to work. In fact, in many situations, this same man who has told her not to work outside is the same one who's not now giving her money to buy necessary things. But now, after keeping her at home, he doesn't feel like she should have money for basic necessities. And like I said at the start of the show, it is also financial abuse to do this. So some women respond to that abuse by diverting money for basics. And some men still punish the women. But like I said, you also have some women who divert money for nonsense, like MMM. Again, it is wrong. And again, I have to ask, is there no better way to address a wrong instead of abusing her financially? Financial abuse means a very specific thing. It's not about couples who have agreed what will happen in their house, who have decided on what will happen, who have had a conversation. It's about one person refusing, getting in the way of, sabotaging the other person's ability to make their own money, to have their own money, independent of the man or the woman. But today we're focusing on women. 0700-993-993-993. 01465-7190. We've got WhatsApp too. WhatsApp is 080-959-75805. Hello. Hello.
Hi, Sandra.
How are you doing? What's your name?
Good evening.
Good evening.
An animal.
Welcome. Go ahead, please.
Okay, I feel that no reason, nobody has, I mean, there's no genuine reason for anyone to undergo financial abuse. Nobody has any reason to abuse anyone financially. Just like you said, men have been taught or raised, majority of the men, especially those ones that grew up in the, early the year. So many of them have been raised to get away with whatever they do. That's why this word, saying is a man's word, still exists till now.
Mm-hmm.
And because they have been raised that way, because it's happening to my auntie that did sociology, came out to and she has been refused to work.
Okay.
She has three children. Okay. She said, I asked her husband, Ellie,
before she started giving birth that she wants to work. The husband said, because he didn't give birth early.
Mm.
She still did not work in the 3 years before they started giving birth. She did not work.
Mm.
And when they started giving birth, the husband said, I would have allowed you to work, but you know you are giving birth now.
Mm.
That's why she did not work till now.
Mm.
And yes, she does not give her those basic necessities.
Mm.
And I always tell her, I told her that if you don't, if the only reason why you still be in this position is because you're not ready to get your life from anybody.
Mm.
You are giving your life to your husband. And until you decide to take your life, because the husband is not beating her.
Mm-hmm.
And this is a rigid person.
Mm.
But then there are ways she can get her life back. The husband says she's serious.
Mm.
I don't think he will not let her have her way.
Mm-hmm.
So I feel like sometimes we have been raised, the females, we have been raised to also do the submissive thing and let the men get away with whatever they think they want to get away with. So just like you ask, why is it that the men, I also tell you that, why is it that you don't, your husband cannot go and report you? Let's say you do something that is bad, or threatens to report you and see whether you will not change.
Mm.
Why should he now take laws into it? And it's not like she hasn't done anything. I'm only asking him that the reason why he's refusing her to work. And so I'm not giving me any reason, because she said that she's not doing that. I know that she's a husband, though, that me, I should do like this, I should do like that when I'm married. I said, nobody will control me to that extent when I'm married. We're supposed to be civil, and that's how life is supposed to be.
Mm.
Life is too hard to be stressing me. So that's how I think so. Yeah.
Well, thank you for calling, Anonymous. Let me go to WhatsApp real quick. Sandra, we go to school to get educated, but and beat illiteracy, but to beat poverty, we must work. So if any man castigates or bewitches or hunts his wife for making money, then that man should be psychologically checked. That kind of man has no atom of love for his woman. Financial abuse to women is a crime at the highest grade, and it's high time society deals with it. Tony Tonero with that message there. We've got a message here from, John. John in Ikeja says, one day at my complex where I had an office, the last floor is a church, Redeemed Christian Church. The pastor drove into the compound. Immediately, he put off the engine of his car. He handed the car to the woman. Immediately, he saw me. He looked like a rat that fell inside water. He was so ashamed. I felt pity for him, a pastor of the church. They invited me before. I declined because of the bad character of the woman. That is one reason men don't allow their wives to work, because the woman will humiliate them outside. My friend in Abuja said a woman gave a testimony that she bought her husband a car. Instead, my family had a new car. Women are pain in the flesh if the men don't have money. Currently, one man is eating insult from his house like water. She even tells the man to leave her life. Okay, John in Ikeja. So John says, I'm trying to understand the message that I just read from John, because it seemed to be all over the place. Is John saying that the reason that men don't allow their wives to work is because they are... So the reason that men don't allow women to work is because women will humiliate them outside, because you saw interactions between one pastor and his wife. Okay. Emmanuel Lazarus from Lekki says, first, I think ladies are not getting the point of the two gentlemen. Some rich men abuse their wives because they are not contributing to the wealth. Okay. Bioye from Yaba says, financial abuse is in both rich and poor homes. Sometimes the woman is a breadwinner and it's still wahala. The professional women allow it due to peer pressure, religion, and culture. Also, Ruth Abokuku. Okay. I don't know what Ruth Abokuku means, but thank you for your message. This one says, I don't support financial abuse against women, but... campaign justifying that a woman should not be denied pursuing her career in conformance with her husband's wishes should not be considered an evil act. What works for A may not work for B. I'm not sure I understand what you wrote here. But campaign justifying that a woman should not be denied pursuing her career in conformance with her husband's wishes should not be considered an evil act. Maybe you need to rework that. I think that you should rework that so that... rework it so I can understand what you mean. Udeme says, ask Anonymous to keep her advice till she's married. Ah, but you have opinions about how a country should be run, and you're not a politician, and you've never held political office. So should I ask you to keep your opinions to yourself, Udeme? I've got this message from Adeshina. Adeshina says, this issue of financial abuse and other patriarchal treatment in marriage are religious engrafted. So religion needs to change so many narratives in regards to marriage definitions and expressions. I'm a Reverend Anglican, for the record. All right, Rev, thanks for your message. We'll take one final call, maybe two if we have time. 99.3. Hello. Hello.
Hello. Hello, Sandra.
Thanks for calling. Good evening. What's your name, sir? Hello? Oh, 99.3.
Hi, Sandra.
How you doing? What's your name, sir?
I'm good. My name is Eugene.
Welcome, Eugene.
I think for me, there shouldn't even be a but. The economy of the world is so bad that why should my wife be at home and not be working?
Mm.
Like, I won't even think about it. Like, even if I had billions of naira, because I'm sure she would get bored and frustrated at home. Because why would you go to school, primary school, secondary school, university, and one stupid human being, sorry, shouldn't have said that, but one human being tells you that he cannot work because of his ego, or because he thinks they will steal his wife, or because he thinks his wife will cheat. Even if she's at home, right there, if she wants to, she would.
Hmm.
So, I believe it's a two-way thing. If you think, as a guy, you can philander around, then your wife too should be able to do the same thing.
Now, you have those who say, like Cleek Utis on Facebook, he says, if a woman works, she'll enslave the man. She'll have no respect for the man. What do you say to that?
I'm sure the man and the woman do not know each other. The first thing my mother ever told me was that marriage is between two people.
Hmm.
Not two families. Not two. It's two people.
Hmm.
So I'm sure you must have come to a level of understanding of each other before you got married at all.
Hmm.
I can bet you for a fact that if they took them to choose somebody now to become a billionaire between me and my wife, I'll probably choose my wife. Because I know that my children are secured, and she is secured. If it's me, most likely I will remember my uncle, my auntie, But you know, women, they know what is most important. They would remember the other person, but they know what is most important to them. A guy can try to go and build an empire on the sky and end up losing everything. But a woman will always make calculated risk. They will always do that.
Eugene, thanks for calling. Okay. Well, thank you for all your opinions. Thank you for sharing all the thoughts that you've shared so far on this conversation. There's so much more to talk about, and I'm going to sit down and listen back to some of the calls we've received so far, some of the opinions that have been shared here so far. And then I'll figure out if there's another direction to take this conversation in yet again next week, Wednesday. The Glass Ceiling happens every Wednesday at 4 o'clock. It's a show where we discuss ways to help